Through this message, I hope you corrected my spelling in the title there, brother. Okay, thank you. Through this message, I hope to introduce the theme for our church, Union Pentecostal Church, for this year. Sometime back in the summer, I've turned to the Old Testament because this story began to get a hold of me. And my desire is it get a hold of all of us tonight. I'm just going to read one verse, Exodus 33:15. It says, Moses said unto God, those are the pronouns, he said unto him, Moses said unto God, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. In other words, don't have us take one more step. Don't even have us begin this journey to the promised land if your presence isn't going to go with us. And so I want to preach tonight on pursuing his presence. Pursuing his presence. Father, help this not just to be a message, but to be our heart's cry. Lord, as we leave this place tonight, may it be not just for this evening, but for this whole year. In Jesus' name, amen. So usually I have quite an involved introduction, both to tell you what I'm going to talk about and to some way try to get your interest. But tonight, my whole introduction is simply to introduce the 2018 theme for the Union Row Pentecostal Church. Here is our theme tonight, pursuing his presence. Would you say it with me tonight? Pursuing his presence. One more time, pursuing his presence. I want it to become, we're seeking him so much that every time we come through the doors, we're singing this.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. 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 I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Hey man, you're welcome to continue to stand. We'll sing a little bit more in just a moment. But I want you to notice in the story that Moses saw God's presence as a necessity for what was ahead. I said Moses saw God's presence as a necessity for what was ahead. Amen. This verse 15, Moses said, if your presence doesn't go with me, amen, don't let us go. They had come out of Egypt's bondage. They were headed for the promised land, but there's a wilderness in between. There's a wilderness out of between coming out and going in. It's no different from us. There's a wilderness between coming out and going in, coming out of the world and going in to the promised land. As the wilderness stretched out in front of Moses, this year of 2018 is stretching out in front of us. Amen. Moses said there's a prerequisite for living what is ahead. There is a prerequisite for the journey ahead. Listen, what I'm trying to tell us tonight is Moses said, I don't want to face that wilderness without your presence. We ought to be saying, I don't want to face 2018 without your presence. As he said, I don't want to take another step in the desert without your presence. We ought to be saying, I don't want to take another step, another day, another week, another month without your presence. I said the presence of God is a prerequisite for what's ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because Moses saw the presence of the Lord as a guarantee. I said he saw the presence of the Lord as a guarantee. He knew there were enemies ahead. He knew there were places without food. There were places without water. There were crises and dilemma. But he knew the presence of God would be a guarantee. What does that mean? If God goes with them, whatever they face, God will have the answer. God will have the provision. God will meet the need. I want to tell you, just like you get a new car before going on a long journey out west, if you know you got a warranty, you don't worry about the flat tires. You don't worry about the blown engine. You don't worry about any of those contingencies because you got a warranty with you. Oh, hallelujah. Moses said, we've got to have your presence because your presence is the warranty that whatever we face, you're more than able to overcome. You're more than able to handle. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad Moses didn't take that journey. They felt the presence of God because when they lifted their feet to take the first step, they were able to sing.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Another step.
The presence of the Lord is here.
And the next step.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Wilderness ahead, bud.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Moses saw something else. Moses saw that the presence of God was going to be the difference between the Israelites and the people of the world. The presence of the Lord was going to be the difference between God's people and the heathen. Even listen to what he says. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? How are they going to know that we're favored? Is it not that thou goest before us? So we shall be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. We may have good music, but it's not the music that makes a difference. Amen. We may have good cooking, but it's not the cooking that makes a difference. We may have a building, but it's not the building that makes a difference. Amen. The difference between us and all the other people of this world is the presence of God in our midst. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated for a moment. Stay right there, music. I want to point out, next of all, Moses sought God to reveal his presence to him. Verse 18, Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. Amen. I began to pray that back in the summer. I just wish that all of us could leave this place. Amen. Young on up. Amen. Just praying. God, show us your glory. How many have seen enough of God's glory to know to pray with fervency? Show us your glory. Listen to me. People casually serving God. People casually worshiping God. People trying to be a casual Christian will never truly experience God's presence. I'm not talking about coming desiring a great production, a great show, or music that will wow us. I'm talking about coming into his house with a plea on your heart, my heart, that says, God, show me your glory. I'm going to tell you how his glory is seen, how his presence is known. It comes to those that will seek him. It comes to those that seek it. Aren't you glad we have the promise tonight of God himself? He said, ye shall seek for me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart. I'm talking for something that's not for the casual Christian. This is for the seeker. This is for the one that says, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I am unapologetically Pentecostal. But one of the things that has been the mark of a Pentecostal is they didn't want to come to church just to have church. They didn't want to come to church to go through a routine. Even they wanted to come to church to have a Holy Ghost service. That might have been the way they put it. We want a Holy Ghost service. But what they were really saying is, God, we've come to your house. Show us your glory. We've come to your house. Make your presence known. Amen. That was the cry of Moses. This all begs the question, and I'm going to catch my breath to tell you this. Amen. It begs the question, what is God's presence? What are we talking about when we say we want to pursue His presence? Well, first of all, we're not talking about God's omnipresence. How many knows that God, the Creator God, is everywhere? He permeates everything. God is in every dimension. If you get real small in the atom, God is there. If you get real distant in the universe, God is there. Even if you visit Antarctica, God is there. Hallelujah. You can't go anywhere where God isn't, because God is everywhere. The psalmist asked, where shall I flee from your presence? And the answer was, it's impossible, because when you flee to that place, God is there too. So we're not talking about God's omnipresence. Amen. We're not even talking about the promise of Jesus. How many knows Jesus said, I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you to the end? He said that. We're not even talking about that. Amen. What are we talking about when we're talking about the presence of God? We are talking about a special manifestation of God, where God is made real in the present moment. I said the presence of God is a special manifestation where God is made real in the present moment. Oh, hallelujah. Not in our theology, not in our memory, not in some story of the past, but He's made real in the present moment. Hallelujah. You say, well, what is this you're talking about? Let me give you a simple illustration. How many would agree with me that water vapor is everywhere in this atmosphere? How many knows there's water vapor right here in the house? There's water vapor outside. I don't know what's happening outside, but I want you to know there's always water vapor. It can be a blue sky, and there's water vapor. Water vapor in your house, water vapor outside. Amen. But you don't see anything. You know it's there, but it's just a knowledge. Amen. How many knows what a cloud is? It's still water vapor, but it's water vapor condensed and manifested in a way you can see it. I want you to know God is everywhere. But what we're talking about is when He chooses to be the cloud. He chooses to manifest Himself in a way that we can know it, we can realize it, we can sense it, we can feel it. Amen. It's not, He's not just here in a general sense. He's here in a specific sense. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. What does Moses think about the presence of God? What is he talking about? Well, he chooses the word glory. He calls the presence of God glory. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Oh, what a prayer to join in with. Show me thy glory, thy presence. Amen. In the Old Testament, God's glory, His presence, was most often made known through fire. Hasn't made known through fire. Moses knew that. He knew that out in the desert. Amen. He was out there herding sheep, and suddenly he saw a bush that was all aflame, but it was not being consumed. He said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight. And God spoke and said, don't go any further, but take off your shoes, for the ground whereon you stand is holy ground. Moses knew that fire was the presence of God. They get out there in the wilderness. Amen. They build that tabernacle. They offer the sacrifices. And fire came from heaven. A pillar of fire that stretched up into the heavens came down and rested on the part of that tabernacle called the holy place. But let me tell you something. It didn't stop at the roof of that building, that tabernacle. It went right down through the roof until there was a fire on top of that mercy seat. Seat of that Ark of the Covenant with those wings of the cherubim stretched over it. You read your Bibles. That Ark of the covenant was not an altar. The Ark of the Covenant was a throne. Even in that fire came down from heaven to signify that the presence of God was on the throne in the middle of the camp of Israel. Fire. I said fire, a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. They built Solomon's temple. They got the musicians. They killed the sacrifices. And while the blood was still flowing, fire came from heaven upon that temple Solomon built. Oh, hallelujah. I said fire is the presence of God. Hallelujah. You say, well, God was done. No, sir. There's one more building the fire came upon. Does anyone know what the next building was? The fire came upon the tabernacle. The fire came upon the temple. But there's one more building. It wasn't a building of stones. It was a building of people. 120 gathered in a room and began to pray for the promise of the Father. And the Bible said that fire came from heaven and came down upon them. Why? Just like the fire came for God to say, I dwell in the tabernacle. And the fire came for God to say, I dwell in the temple. The fire came for God to say, I dwell in my church. I dwell in my people. Hallelujah. I inhabit them. Oh, hallelujah. Never again will you read of little literal fire. But we read where two walking with Jesus said our hearts burn within us. Amen. And so when we say show us your glory, we're no longer expecting a physical fire, but we're still expecting fire. A fire in our hearts. A fire in our minds. A fire in our faith. A fire in our relationship. A fire in our walk. That's what Moses was talking about. The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me summarize. Even the presence of God is made known in our time. Not as fire in the bush, but the presence of God is made known by the active working of the Holy Spirit in our midst and in our hearts. You may not see a tongue of fire tonight, but I want you to know the presence of God is here when the Holy Ghost begins to work. Aren't you glad that we can come together and it's more than the dynamics of the music? It is the Holy Spirit at work. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit's working, we can sing. I said, when the Holy Spirit's working, we can sing.
The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Well, the Holy Spirit's working on a Wednesday.
The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Show us your glory.
In the atmosphere.
Show us your glory.
The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
I'm going to hurry to a close, but I got to tell you a few more things here. Moses had to get, now we're talking about pursuing his presence, but Moses had to get a place where God's presence could be made known. I said he had to get to the place where God's presence could be made known. Verse 19, God said to Moses, I'll make all of my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, this is God speaking, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, oh, here it is, there is a place. I'm going to stop right here to tell you, I don't care what your name is. I don't care how long you serve the Lord. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going to face. For you, there is a place where you can know the presence of God. Did you hear me? There is a place where you can know the presence of God. He said, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by. Show me your glory. It's coming. But you got to be in this place that And I will put thee in the cleft. And now the word is cleft. I'll probably slip into that word. But God said, I'll put thee into the cleft of the rock. And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand. And thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not see. God said, all right, Moses, you've asked to see my glory. And I'm going to show it to you. But before you see my glory, you've got to get in this place, this cleft of the rock. Hear me. I know that was Moses, but I want to talk to us. You and I will never see his glory. You and I will never experience his presence if we're unwilling to climb into the cleft of the rock. You know what the cleft of the rock is? It's the out of the way place. It's the place of solitaire. It's the place of solitude. It's the place that's only big enough for you and God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's off the beaten path of daily activity. It's off the beaten path of entertainment. It's off the beaten path of my way and no other way. I'm talking about God getting us in the cleft of the rock where he could show us his glory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. No wonder the hymn writer said, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. There's a place for you. It's the cleft of the rock. But herein is a paradox. The presence of God is made known in the cleft of the rock. But often the greatest place to experience God's presence is not alone. Now, listen to me. You can experience God's presence alone. But by his word, when the greatest places to experience his presence is when you have gathered with the people of God. That's not my theory. Theology. That's the words of Jesus. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. It seems like a contradiction. You're going to experience me when you get gathered together. But if you experience me, you got to get in the cleft of the rock. I'll tell you what the answer is. There's a cleft in the rock at your home. There's a closet. There's a back bedroom. There's a cleft of the rock in your car when you travel. But let me tell you, there's a cleft of the rock. Even when you've gathered together with God's people, you gathered his name and the presence of the Lord is here, and there's a cleft in the rock. It might be being lost in worship. That's your cleft in the rock. It might be being absorbed in the word till you can't hear any other sound or the baby screaming on two pews back because God is speaking to you. It might be over here for a young man behind a pillar. It might be down in the pew. Even we're gathered together according to his promise, his presence is here. Hallelujah. But we have found the place. Not only did we find the place, we willingly got into the place that we might see his presence. And once in the cleft of the rock, we begin to sing.
The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord.
Hold on, I gotta tell you something else, son. God told Moses, I'll put you in that cleft of the rock, but I'm going to cover you with my hand. I got to thinking about that. If he's in that cleft of the rock and God covers Moses with his hand, all of a sudden it got awfully dark in there for Moses. Do you get the picture? The moment before Moses saw the brightest glory that he had ever seen, it got dark first. Anyone hear me? Please hear me. I said, the moment just before Moses saw the greatest glory of God manifested to that point, it got dark. God covered that place. He covered that cleft with his hand. I want to tell you many times, right before you experience God's presence like you never have before, right before you see his glory like never before, many times it'll get dark first. Some of you know what I'm talking about. talking about. It's gotten dark in your life, dark in your faith, dark in your walk. The enemy would like you to give up and just call it quits. But I want to remind you, amen, many times before you see the glory, it'll get dark first. But could I tell you, as soon as God moved his hand, Moses said,
if the Lord is here, the presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
I want to tell you one more thing before we quit here. Moses was informed of God that the presence of God would affect him greatly. God said, I'm going to show you my presence, show you my glory, but it's going to impact you tremendously. Listen to what he says. He said, thou canst not see my face, for there's no man see me. There shall no man see me and live. The presence of God is so powerful, it never leaves anyone unchanged. Later, Moses comes from the mount out of the presence of God, and his face shone till he had to put a veil on it because he was blinding the people. God says, my presence has such power that if you would experience it in its fullness, you cannot even live. Let me tell you the difference between the true presence of God and the hype and the junk that goes on today in churches. If it's the true presence of God, it'll make an indelible impact and leave an unmistakable mark on your life. You'll know you've been with God. Your family will know you've been with God. People at work will know you've been. You can't be in the presence of God and it not impact your heart. Let me just share a few impacts. One is awe and wonder. I'm not talking physically. I'm telling you, I'm talking spiritually, but nobody yawns in the presence of God. It's too awesome. It's too incredible. There's too much wonder to it. I mean, there's no adequate illustration. But if you've ever been to Niagara Falls and looked over at the falls or Grand Canyon, you might get a little taste, amen, of awe and wonder. But I'm telling you, when you've been in God's presence, your soul is filled with awe. Some of you are sitting here crying, oh, that's what I need in my Christian experience. I need to wonder again. That's why our worship can be so stale and stagnant. We've lost the wonder, and we lose the wonder because we haven't been in his presence. How many knows that Jesus, amen, is the incomprehensible gift? We've never began to get to the bottom of how wonderful he is. Even they used to be in the presence of God and they'd come out singing, oh, how wonderful, how marvelous. Amen. Another impact is holiness. One cannot be in God's presence without awareness of how pure and righteous and totally other that God is. He is holy. But not only in his presence are we aware of how holy God is, we are aware of how unholy we are. Nobody comes out of God's presence arrogant. Nobody comes out of God's presence prideful. No one comes out of God's presence looking down on other people, holding grudges against other people. Because when you've been in the presence of God, it is a totally humbling experience that he is high, lofty, and holy, and I am low and sinful. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? When you've been in his presence, you cry out with Paul, in me, that is my flesh, there is no good thing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach there long. I've told you what I want to tell you. Amen. His presence is light. Light doesn't try to reveal dirt. Amen. By its nature, light reveals dirt. God is light. He's holy. He doesn't have to try to point out what's wrong. We just get in his presence and we know what's wrong. Amen. I've told you many years before, but when I was in seminary, I had a long break between classes and I was tired of studying. And I went to the chapel and I began to pray. And I won't be able to describe it now to you. But all of a sudden, I began to see how holy that God was. And all I can remember is over, over, over and again saying, oh God, you're so holy. God, you're so holy. Oh, I'm telling you, there's no greater experience than to experience the holiness of God. First and foremost, He is holy. He's not just a tolerant grandfather that overlooks sin. He's not a pushover that loves everybody to the point He never tells them what's wrong with their life. He is holy. Thank God He's holy. I'm tired of this world's filth and dirt and duplicity and hypocrisy and wickedness and blackness and evil and ugliness. Thank God for a God who's so holy. He's all beauty. He's all light. In His presence, there's the impact of grace. Here was the main thing in our text in verse 19. God said, I'm going to show you my goodness, and I'm going to be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. I'm telling you, when you're in the presence of God, you understand what grace is. We talked about the holy, but somehow on the heels of being impacted by the holy, you start getting impacted with the grace. God, you're holy, but oh God, you're good. You're gracious. You're kind. You show your mercies to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. When you've been in God's presence, you don't look down on the wicked sinner. You know, you are filled with a faith that God can take the wicked sinner, show them grace and mercy, and make them holy and pure through the blood of Christ. Amen. There's another impact in His presence. It's love. Love, when you're really in God's presence, you both feel the love of God for yourself, but you feel the love of God for others. Hallelujah. I could take you to two places. I've told this before, but I remember in a revival in Pennsylvania, he'd been really struggling with some things. Went to the prayer room before church, was lying on my face praying, and all of a sudden, hallelujah, aren't you glad God knows us on a first name basis? Amen. He didn't speak my social security number. He didn't call me Pastor Hurst. He didn't call me Brother Hurst. He didn't call me honey. Amen. Like my wife would. But I heard God speak to me, and He simply said, Clifford, I love you. I'm telling you, when you've been in His presence, you know that He loves you. I said, you don't doubt. Oh, hallelujah. But not only when you've been in His presence do you know His love for you, but you know your love for others. Hallelujah. There may be someone in your life that rubs you the wrong way. They're obnoxious to the T. But when you've been in the presence of God, you rise and you love them. You feel the love. We used to sing, give me that old time religion. You know what they were singing? They weren't hicks. When they sang, Gate, give me this old time religion. You know what they were singing? Show us your glory. Show us your glory. We want the presence of God. But they begin to sing, makes you love one another. You can look at that like you will. It's not that God gets a hold of you and twists your arm saying, no, you're going to love them and I'm going to twist your arm. I'm going to make you love them. It's not that kind of make. It's when you've been in the presence of God, something's transformed, something changes, something gives, and there's a love in your heart for the one you could not love. I'm hurrying. I'm almost done. When you've been in the presence of God, the impact is an impact of faith. Let me tell you something. Doubts do not live long in God's presence. I said doubts do not live long in God's presence. Amen. If they were men and they were like us, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have had a lot of doubts before they were thrown in that fiery furnace. But I'm telling you, when they got in there and all of a sudden they were joined by the Son of God walking with them and talking with them, there wasn't a doubt anywhere to be found in the fiery furnace. You don't doubt in God's presence. One more impact. Fire. We're back to fire. When you're in God's presence, the impact is fire. That's why the prophet said, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. When you've been in God's presence, there'll be a fire in your praying. There'll be a fire in your worship. There'll be a passion. There'll be an enthusiasm. There'll be a desire. Hallelujah. And you'll come out singing.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
And you won't be pointing like this. You'll be saying,
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord.
Oh, one more time.
Is here. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Oh, yes.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
We walk by faith and not by sight, and I'm done with this. I'm not here to talk about myself. I just didn't have any other illustrations. But for me, one of the greatest experiences of my life was during a year of Bible school. I had committed a certain time of day to go to the chapel and pray. And for a period of about a week, I would go into the chapel and I would kneel down amongst the pews and I would begin to try to pray. But I could never get past the name Jesus. I would say, Jesus. And His presence would be so real. I don't know how long I would stay there, but I couldn't get past just saying Jesus. Hallelujah. How many is ready to pursue His presence? Pursue His presence at home. Pursue His presence in the automobile on the way to work. Pursue His presence during the break time. Pursue His presence at church. Pursue His presence in the Sunday school class. I've been in Sunday school, youth Sunday school class, when revival broke out during the Sunday school. Pursue His presence in the prayer meetings. Pursue His presence every time we walk through the doors. Pursue His presence in the opening singing. Pursue His presence in the congregational singing. Pursue His presence in the special scene. Pursue His presence in the prayer time. Oh, pursue His presence during the preaching. I told you I'm done. I've got to be done. But I want to tell you, I've discovered that one of the places I find the presence of God is when I'm in His Word. Amen. Pursue His presence in the altar. Amen. Would you stand and sing with them? Amen. We're pursuing His presence. Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Show us Your glory.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord.
If you want to pursue His presence, would you come singing this tonight? You
want to
pursue His presence. I'm hungry for His presence. Lord, put me in the cleft of the rock. Put me in the cleft of the rock.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Oh, let's seek Him tonight. Yes.
The power of the Lord is here.
Yes.
The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Oh, let's
see. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Oh, pray with Moses. Show us Your glory.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Oh, it's Jesus. That's the presence of the Lord.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Oh, seek Him tonight, Lord. Show me Your glory.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Show me Your glory.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Show me Your glory. Come on, let's pray it.
Show me Your glory.
Show me Your love.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Show me Your holiness. Show me Your power.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Show me Your grace. Show me You, oh Lord. Show me Jesus. Show me Jesus.
The power of the Lord is here.
Oh, yes.
The power of the Lord is here.
Oh, yes.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Oh, I seek You, Lord.
The power of the Lord is here.
I seek You, Lord.
The power of the Lord.
Hallelujah. this fast. Lord, we pursue you. We seek you, Lord. We call upon your name, Lord. Oh, show us your glory. Show us your presence. Show us your love. Show us your way.
A blessing of the Lord is here. A blessing from the Lord is here.
Just tell the Lord.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
I don't want to face what's ahead.
A blessing from the Lord is here.
Without your presence.
A blessing of the Lord is here.
I don't want to face 2018 without your presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, seek him. Ye shall seek for me and shall find me. Ye seek for me with all your heart.